Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Are you sitting comfortably? Perfect. Then I'll begin. The school holidays had reached the point where all the fun stuff had happened. The family had been on holiday to Cornwall and swum in the sea. All the relatives had been visited, and all the kids had been lucky enough to have gone to see a big show in a theatre too. Now there was nothing much to do but wait for school to start again, and only the daily chores to break up the long summer days.
I'm so bored,
said Trey, who was lounging on the trampoline.
I know, right?
Said his younger brother, Ravi. He was kicking a football against the wall just because he couldn't think of anything else to do. He didn't even like football. He preferred reading a book, and it wouldn't be a book about sport.
Still, it beats having to get up at 7 and wait for the school bus.
I don't know,
said Ravi.
At least we'd see our friends again instead of just talking to them online. Just hanging around at home is boring, boring, boring.
Auntie Ella came out into the garden.
Did someone say they were bored? I've got an enormous pile of washing if anyone's interested.
Not that bored,
yelled Ravi.
Why don't you go for a swim? The pool's free for kids.
Trey thought this was a brilliant idea and ran to fetch his stuff. Ravi was less keen. He wasn't a very good swimmer and hated the way the other kids at the pool splashed around and made his face wet. He couldn't swim without his glasses, and the splashes stopped him from seeing where he was going.
Do I have to?
He started, but then saw that Auntie Ella wasn't actually making a suggestion. It was more of an instruction. He huffed and sloped off to find his trunks. The pool was a very old one, in a Victorian building. This wasn't the sort of pool with fancy slides and a wave machine. It wasn't even very big, and apparently every kid within a 5-mile radius had decided that today was the perfect day for a swim. Or maybe their aunties had given them instructions too. Once changed in the hot and sticky changing room, Trey ran to dive in, making a colossal splash. Ravi winced. He'd got water splatters on his glasses, and he hadn't even made it into the pool. This was rubbish. He eased himself into the shallow end and did some careful wits, avoiding the mums and toddlers and feeling rather cross that the toddlers seemed to be able to splash water on him just as much as his teenage brother. Trey was in the deep end where Ravi didn't want to go, and evidently he'd found some other kids to play with. Ravi envied his brother. Trey never had any problems making friends, whereas Ravi was often on his own. Trey was good at just about everything too. Sport, maths, doing a Rubik's Cube, you name it. It was hard being the younger brother to somebody like that. Everyone expected you to keep up. Ravi just couldn't. He felt rather glum here in this pool where he didn't want to be, being the rubbish brother who couldn't do anything. And he was still bored. An older lady said to him as he slowly paddled past.
What do you mean?
He asked.
Make the most of the pool, it's closing, you know.
Not until later on.
No, I mean they're closing it for good.
Ravi looked puzzled. The pool had been in the town for over 100 years. There were black and white pictures in the reception area of swimmers in very old-fashioned looking costumes amongst the colourful posters for baby swimming lessons and keep fit classes. He shrugged and swam away, but it got him thinking. The pool was packed with people. He might not be the biggest fan of swimming, but it looked like plenty of people were. There were swimmers of every age, from tiny babies giggling in their floats and armbands to teenagers like Trey having fun and older people doing lengths whilst chatting to each other. What a pity it would be if they couldn't use the pool anymore. He got out and found his towel, thinking he'd wait for Trey in reception. He had enough money for a hot chocolate, and so sat and had a think. Then he had an idea. He went up to the counter and got the attention of the man behind.
So the pool was closing forever?
That's right, which means I'll be out of a job. We got till the end of the year and then that's your lot.
Why don't you argue against it?
What's the point? They'll probably just knock it down and build houses or something.
You could start a campaign. Get a petition going.
I don't know if you know what a petition is, but it's basically a thing where you get a load of people together who all feel strongly about something and want something to change. They write all their names down on a piece of paper, and it can show people in charge that there's a lot of support for their idea. The man looked thoughtful.
I mean, we could. I suppose. Not sure what use it would be.
Now, Ravi might not have been much good at some things, not least swimming, but he was beginning to formulate a plan.
Well, what if I made a petition? You could put it on reception and get people to sign it as they come in.
The man said it couldn't hurt, and Ravi was itching to get home to start work. When he got home, he went on the computer and began to design a poster. It said, "Save the swimming pools. Sign the petition." Auntie Ella saw what he was doing and asked him what on earth was going on. He thought she was going to laugh at him, but then she surprised him with a big hug.
"I think that's terrific. Well done. I'll help."
Together, they set about the streets, putting the posters up. Ravi had made a thick wad of lined paper for people to sign, and he handed it to the man at reception at the pool with a couple of posters and some pens. After a week or so, there were a few dozen names on the petition, but Ravi felt there must be more people than that who would sign, if only he could get the word out. Luckily, Auntie Ella had found something very interesting.
"You can do petitions online. People just have to go to a website and they add their name on the screen. You might get more support that way."
Ravi was enthused.
"And we can promote it online, get it trending." "Well, leave that part to me,"
said Auntie Ella. Trey might have been good at almost everything, but he was now the only bored one in the house. Every day, Ravi leapt out of bed to see how many clicks his online petition had got, and every day, the numbers seemed to grow. It was exciting, and for the very first time in his life, he felt like he was actually good at something. What's more, actually better at something than his older brother.
"Why are you even bothering? It's not like you even like swimming,"
said Trey, lounging around.
"Not everything has to be about me or you. Besides, it makes me feel good to make a difference. You saw how many people were enjoying the pool the other day. It's about them."
The most exciting thing was yet to come. The online petition had managed to get over 5,000 signatures, and the one at the pool had another 1,000. This had managed to attract the attention of the local newspaper, and Auntie Ella received a phone call asking if Ravi would like to be interviewed. How amazing is that? And then the MP for the town, the actual MP, the one whose job it was to speak up for everyone in the town at Parliament, got in touch and asked to have a chat with Ravi about the petition. He went to the MP's office and met the MP, who wasn't as grand as he expected. She was actually quite a short woman, but she was very friendly and she listened to Ravi's story and she said how well he had done. And still, the numbers of signatures on the petition increased. Soon, it was time to go back to school. And as summer turned to autumn, Ravi was worried that despite his best efforts, the year would end and the pool would close. Then, Auntie Ella got a call. It was Miss Suleiman, the MP.
"I've some terrific news for you, Ravi. The developer who is buying the pool has decided to stop the sale, for now at least."
Ravi was amazed.
"Now don't get too excited. He claims it's because the Victorian broken foundations will prove too expensive to replace. But something tells me your campaign might have just made him think twice about his plans. He may still decide to proceed, but you've bought the pool a little more time.
Ravi didn't care much about the real reason, and maybe the pool would eventually close, but what he did know is that he had done something really amazing. All those thousands of names and the publicity, all because of his idea.
And you're such a good organiser. Maybe you'd like to help me in my office every now and then.
This was even more surprising, helping in a real MP's office. All of a sudden, he felt like there was a whole world of possibilities out there, things that he could do, things he could help to make better. And whatever life would be like, he strongly felt that, well, it wouldn't be boring at all.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.